Maria Mike.
Mike, is that pronounced just Mike or Mike?
Both ways.
Okay. Shantaya. Perfect. All right.
I've been saying it wrong, and then you did like a reintroduction, and I saw the pronunciation, and I was like, so I've been saying this wrong for all the years I've been following you.
So I said it every time. Every time I introduce myself, I'm like, and again, that's how you say my name.
Shantae, yeah.
Although, it was sort of nice when people didn't know how to pronounce my name, because I knew if you really knew me, they'd be like, Shantae, and then it's like, oh, you only know me from Instagram. Shantae, you really know me. But now I can't tell. So people are like, Shantae, I don't know you.
Who are you? Did we go to high school together, or you're a random stalker?
We can't hear Kev. Kev's volume, we can't hear. Ah, Josh is still setting things up, guys. Just give him a second.
You got your little marker,
give him a second, guys.
Honestly, we need I'm campaigning and pitching a Joshua camera.
Joshy cam.
I don't think that it has to
just pop it in when it's necessary.
Yeah, it only has to pop in when necessary. I don't think you have to.
Do it, Joshua.
Oh, is Josh your son?
Yes, Joshua's my son. No, he's not.
Oh. No, I thought you guys had kids, like little family business.
We have two boys, Isaiah and Josiah. They're over there being teenagers, and then Joshua is really like our cameraman, sound man, photographer,
does it all.
Editor, you name it, he does it. But he's always present in our, they need to see if they can hear you.
1, 2, 3 Josh? My butt is out.
What's up, Josh? You said
your butt. I'm cut high, guys. The Lord cut me high.
We're having a whole entire, like, this is a moment we're having, okay? Like, this is a real life connection.
Wait, God cut you high and your butt is out? Let's not leave that moment.
Lord cut me high. He was cutting my butt, he started in my back part.
Mid-back.
He started early, and he was just like, man, I got a lot of people to make today. And then he cut me high.
I have a question. God took more time making you because he kept going.
No, he started the scalpel early, and he was just like,
I'm not gonna go there. He was talking like mid-conversation. He's like, snap.
I didn't take it that way. I think this is about perspective. I think this is a conversation.
Hearing God say, oh, snap, is hilarious. Oh, dang.
God, you are a masterpiece.
Dang it. Push that one to the side and keep going. Are your quads flexible?
Kev.
What?
Do you have flexible quads?
Quads?
Yeah.
Quadricep muscles?
Quadricep muscles.
Up here.
They're pretty flexible. Oh, yeah.
How can you tell if those are flexible?
One's on top.
I don't know.
What's a flexible quad can it do?
Well, because I was reading, one of my goals is flexibility, that how high your butt is very much connected to your flexibility of your quads. Because
I get a massage, they tell me I'm really flexible for a man my age.
Your hamstrings can be flexible because my
hamstrings are flexible. My quads are not. And I have my butt sits up top.
You're high butt?
He's a high butt.
High five.
High butt, man. We're out here. We need representation. It's not plumber crack if you can see it when you're standing up.
Look at what Mike's wearing on the bottom. He's just got a basketball shirt. It's not underwear.
I am dressed to the T's right now.
From here up.
From where? All we can see is all that matters.
Exactly.
But because he's like butt. Pants are too short. I mean, too tight. We're ready.
Love hour. Take one. Mike cut high two.
fix that. We don't even want implied high butt.
This chair is not comfortable to sit in.
I thought we actually had a lumbar pillow.
This doggone chair sucks.
Why don't you get the pink one?
They're far back. Same chair. This one's even lower and back more.
Hold on.
Can I have one functional. Too, Joshua? They said, what is going on here? Child, everything. Okay.
I hate this chair. I didn't want to say any. Oh,
he bought out the marshmallow for you.
I'm trying to figure out
the jumbo marshmallow.
This is too big, Josh. Is pushing. Wait, I'll take it. It's pushing me. Now. I feel like it's pushing me.
I feel like we need to change the conversation. We just need to talk to y'all. We might need something light because we're way too giggly and like lively right now.
All right. You know, see how much
I feel that big pillow.
He's telling her.
Where did that big pillow come from?
Where's the functionality?
I've
been holding that in since we got this office.
Joshua, don't cut this out. Joshua. Maybe we should keep all of this.
Keep it. I hate the chair. I never liked it. It's cool to look at, but when you need to sit down, it's got no back support. My butt's out. It's cold.
Because you got pillow demands, chair demands, breakfast demands.
He's a
demands.
Diva.
You know what? I am a diva. Okay, Shantaya? My therapist got me accepting all parts of me. I demand proper back support in my chairs.
We don't even have back support. We're sitting on the ottoman, the bed ottoman.
They said we're far apart, Ken.
Okay, because these chairs are dumb.
Sorry, Joshua.
The whole thing. I never liked these chairs. I was always just like, oh, okay, I like the visualization.
Shantaya, Mike, I think I'm going to call an audible right now. Can we just get to know you guys a little bit and just laugh and joke and have a good time?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe as we
how long have we been recording?
I don't know, but maybe as you tell your story, we can touch on the other things as well. We're having way too much fun.
Y'all look like a couple off a magazine. Okay. Y'all be like, hey, welcome to this apartment complex. We have nice looking people here. Here's Mike and Shantaya. You guys are like, this is Vista Glen. That is y'all. Y'all just look like doggone models. Like, oh, I'd like to live in this apartment. Do these people live here? No, of course they don't.
Wait,
but
why do we got to be the apartment models? Because we're black? Why can't we be a home model? Why can't
you know, apartment, college, they're like, oh, these people be over here. You assume the whites are there. You don't assume there's black people in the neighborhood.
All right, you ready?
Oh, man.
Joshua, you're readjusted.
Sorry,
also, I got the votes. I was going to sing Hamilton.
But you need more. Right, we've been doing Hamilton quotes everywhere.
Yeah. It was fantastic, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The first time I saw it, I was so impressed. I was intimidated. I was like, creatively, I don't know that I can do this thing. But then I realized I can't.
I see what you mean now. Yeah.
Like,
what?
Yeah, because I thought Lin-Manuel did everything, but he didn't.
I
could never do something like that on my own.
Sure.
But if I had a music person, like he had a choreographer and then the actors, that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
But I'm just watching at the time. I'm like, oh, he did all this. And he was like, I don't know how to choreograph. The girl.
For sure.
This guy did that. And then the actors acted. You know, Leslie Odom, they tried to give
it. I know.
Leslie Odom was like, you better pay me like that white boy.
Let me just start the episode.
I was like, let's go, Leslie Odom.
Okay. Hello.
We're going to be quiet.
I think we should leave all that pre-commentary in there, right?
Y'all are game night material. We just met, and I know y'all good at taboo.
Let's do a Zoom game night.
I love that idea.
That would be so much fun. Let's do that.
Couples game night.
I am I love when I'm fans of people and then I meet and I'm like, this is why I was like legit a fan, because this is freaking
fantastic. We're family. We're family.
Okay, I'm going to start the episode because we're just talking.
Okay.
You know what? I'm excited. Like, I feel like I'm going to combust.
This is on coke again.
Okay.
Again.
Relapse. Try to make me go to read.
I said no. Okay, come on, Kev. Stop it.
No.
Okay.
We just watched that episode. We need to finish that tonight.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Right. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I am your host, Ms. Kev, on stage. You've probably just seen 10 or 15 minutes of complete and utter randomness.
You might as well do the first ad now.
I know. Seriously. But we didn't want to take that out. I literally just met our guests, Shantaya and Mike, but you would think that we've been friends for years the way we have just completely, I don't know, the chemistry here is real. So all we're going to do, we had a whole entire episode kind of planned out discussing some things are a little bit heavier, and I think we may be able to touch on those things, but honestly, we've had such a good time just laughing and joking that we thought we'd make it a very like light, get to know you type of episode. And I'm here for it. You guys here for it?
I'm here for
it. We're here for it.
Yes.
All right, we're taking a break from this really hilarious couple, Shantaya and Michael, to give you a whole entire date night in. We're all spending a lot of time at home, spending a lot of time with our spouses, and what better way to end the night with than with a refreshing glass of wine.
Oh yeah, I love the wine.
You guys know how we do. We love First Leaf. Why? Because they have every sort of wine that you can possibly imagine, and they allow you to take a quiz to figure out what is going to best suit your palate. Of course, I love a good white wine, but thanks to First Leaf, I've been introduced to more red wines.
Listen, we didn't know much about wine. And First Leaf came and said, don't worry, guys. Tell us what you like. Take this little quiz. We'll give you some stuff and expand your palate. And that's exactly what they did.
All right. So what you're going to do is take your very quick quiz to figure out what type of wine do you like. Of course, we like a great white wine like we talked about. They have everything from Chardonnay to Moscatos to a Pinot Grigio. They even have cabs if you're into red wines. Listen, they literally have everything. So men, the holidays are coming. Before your wife goes into overdrive mode, planning and getting all of her relatives together, assuming you do that very safely in COVID, do a date night in and buy yourself some First Leaf, a great glass of wine to kind of cap off the school year and just have a great night in. Sign up today to get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/love.
Love.
And you'll get 6 bottles. 6 whole bottles. That's 6 whole date nights. That's 6 whole good times which between you and your spouse, okay? Mm-hmm. For only $29.95 at tryfirstleaf.com/love.
Love.
Don't forget to tell them the Love Hour sent you. So before we go and just kind of talk, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, family.
Also, tell us about how you guys got into apartment modeling.
Stop it. I'm going to punch you.
So, although Shantaya is a model in real life, okay, just got signed to an agency. Boom.
That's that prophetic. I work in that prophetic. God knew you.
No, that's future. This is past Bender.
But I knew she was a model before she told me.
Girl, okay, go. Okay, go.
All right. Hi, family. I'm Shantaya. This is my husband, Michael. We live in Fresno, California, which is right in the middle of California. We have 4 beautiful children. I am more of the introvert, believe it or not. My husband is more of the extrovert. We do have social media. Really, my social media journey started when I was pregnant with my 4th baby, freaking out. How in the world can I make this work with 4 babies? And so I searched for hashtag mama 4, and I was looking for anybody who had 4 kids that didn't look like they were a hot mess. And I found some, even if they were faking it, I didn't care. I was like, just show me 4 babies and a mom with lipstick on. That's all I need to see. And we are college sweethearts. We both play basketball at Fresno State. Yeah, he gets beat only by me. Everybody else is pretty good.
Not true.
It is true. As long as he doesn't like back me up, because clearly like his bicep is like 10 of mine. But as long as we play person to person, man up to man up.
That's not true. It's not true. And also, how long has it been since you picked up a ball?
And I can still beat you.
No.
Listen. That's actually big love in basketball. Y'all got big love in basketball energy.
Yeah, I love it. I'm here for it. And I feel the same. I feel like I can beat Kevin Track then and now.
She did beat me. We raced up the Rocky Steps in Philly. She smoked me.
Hey, you got tight booty.
I was running
as fast as I could. Went over that. You got to stretch.
Yeah, she's still out
there. Hey, quad muscles. Quadriceps. Oh. Look at that. After all of that, she says, okay, your turn. She gave us, she has everything.
Really?
Yeah. All right, yeah, so I'm Mike. A father of 4, a husband of 1.
He's a firefighter.
I'm also a firefighter. Things that I like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know what? One of the things that I'm really getting back into right now is cycling. So I love to cycle. Still love to hit the gym. Still love to play basketball. Yeah.
All this thickness in that little unitard is glorious.
Aww.
Sorry, Isaiah came out and was being a distraction. Are you okay?
That is the parent look right there. Like, you're about to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know we out here working.
First, it's like, are you okay? Did something happen?
Did you're someone okay? die?
The weather happened. Yeah.
Okay, so now what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Now, look, both of you guys did like this.
Oh, I love this already. Okay, so Mama Four, you just recently, first of all, I would have thought the opposite. I thought that Shantaya was more of the extrovert, but it's probably just an assumption because I see you more on social media. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I think so. I'm not shy, but I am much more private. Like, if we were in a party, you probably wouldn't get this personality out of me. Not because I'm mean, just because I don't really, that's not my goal. I'm 6 foot tall, first of all. And
are you really?
I really am. Yeah.
Hey, I kid
so
you
with
not,
the
right
hair,
now,
you are.
Bro, I'm sitting on a pillow.
Is she taller than you, Mike?
No, she's not taller than me. Her hair it makes her taller than me. Stop. Shh. No, her hair makes her taller than me.
My hair and my legs.
Oh, are you 6 foot to the crop? And then with the hair, are you like 6'3"?
Oh yeah, with the hair, she's like 6'3", 6'4", yeah.
And then with heels, you're probably 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, I don't even try to fake it then.
No. You can't see her at her full form, Mike. You know you can do with her.
I love that.
So yeah. I have learned that when I walk into a room, I'm not gonna hide anyway. So I tend not to bring my big personality out in a room because I don't really like all eyes on me, to be honest. But all eyes tend to be on the 6'5" black girl with green eyes anyway. So I just try to be a little more muted, where he likes the attention. So he doesn't shy away from being the bigger. You do, you don't?
No, I wouldn't say I like the attention. I'm just an outgoing guy. And that's my personality. Yeah. So it just always comes out. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Kevin and I are opposites. Although I feel like I'm not shy.
I wouldn't say shy. I'd say you're reserved with people you don't know well.
Okay. Definitely.
But when she knows you, she's loud. Yeah. She's smacking your arm.
Yeah.
She attacked everybody on tour. They all got punched in the arm. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Melissa hit like she had boy cousins. She is strong. But when she's around her friends and family, girl, listen. I'm black. I'm loud. Girl, Joshua. I'm excited. Punch you in the mouth. It's like, can you be excited without violence? Can you just be excited and be like, oh, hey, I like this. Not like, Josh. She's hit everybody on our tour. Luckily, there's been no workplace violence filing.
For real.
She's socked, especially Tahir. She done stocked Tahir out.
Tahir deserves.
A multitude of times.
Awesome. Oh,
Tahir deserves. But I definitely think that I am, I have a personality that can be this, but my natural disposition is always more reserved. But he's always.
I'm usually reserved all the time.
He always wants to be the center of attention.
I'm always reserved. People I don't know, people I know, I'm just like, look at me. I'm so reserved. I'm like a parking space for the boss. Reserved.
I'll send you
stuff I never think you're going to laugh at that you really laugh at. And then when I be trying to make you laugh, you'd be like,
that was funny.
That was funny. Okay, so you guys met in college. Tell us your love story. What happened?
Our love story is, I was getting recruited a lot for basketball, but I made it.
No, I'm fine. Go ahead. No, it's winding you up to something.
And so when you're 18 and you've got to make a life decision about where you're going to go to college for free, you make really dumb choices. And part of my list, right? Interesting. Part of my list was I didn't want to go to a nerdy high school or a nerdy college. So that bumped out all the Ivy League schools, even though I was accepted, which was stupid in retrospect. Wow. And I didn't want to go to UCLA or USC because it was close to home, which again was stupid in retrospect. But I did want to school with a really good football team because I knew, being a 6 foot tall woman, if I didn't find some big hunky man to marry in college, my odds were going to be real slim.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
He's like,
a short dude who's not athletic is going to be like, hello, ma'am, I am scared. Bye.
So I narrowed it down to Fresno State because they had a great football team. They're close enough to my home. And I had, and I'm a nerd. I am a nerd, even though I should have gone.
She really is a nerd.
And so I had looked at the entire roster and looked at the credentials of the football team and decided who my like top five guys who I was going to introduce myself to on the first day of school.
That is, what year were you at Fresno State?
2000 to 2004.
So this is David Carr there?
Yes, David Carr. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. They were really good at that time. Fresno State always has a pretty good football team.
I'm just saying, right?
That was Carr brothers was good.
And
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. So it's literally your credentials and what you did and what you determined in your mind to do.
Literally.
I respect it. She said, I need me a good college athlete. I need somebody tall and strong, moderately good football team. And our, you know, Fresno State fits those
Somebody
things.
Might be going to the league.
Somebody might be going to the league. You feel me? Shout out to the game. Or maybe I'm going to the league. Maybe we're both going to the league. One person going to the league.
Yeah, I was a freshman. Fantastic. I was a starter. I mean, it was like the perfect scenario. So anyway, like I played a lot my freshman. Anyway, so first day of school, one of my teammates is taking me through the quad area, which is like the general area where you meet people. And she's introducing me. And I saw like two guys on my top five in the quad area. And so I was like, we are winning already. It's the first day of school. Is he as tall as he said? Because I know everyone lies at their height on the roster. Yep. He's, yeah, I'm doing this like checklist. And so then, go ahead.
Yeah. So then that whole time while she's processing all of that, I'm sitting on a bench and I see her and her friend walking toward me. And I'm like,
in my mind, you were the guy.
Oh my gosh, one of the two.
Oh, wait, she wasn't looking at you.
One of the two. No.
Hey, Cam, I was not the guy. No.
So I'm sitting down.
So I'm sitting down, and as they're walking toward me, I'm like, that's going to be my wife one day. I'm sitting there thinking this in my mind. And you guys know like those comedy skits where they have people sitting down and they're like, hey, and somebody will wave back at them and it's the person behind them. That's basically what that was. Yeah. But I was still able to introduce myself to her and I was like, hey, my name is Mike. Yeah.
No, he was not on my top five. I was like, nice to meet you, Mike. Hey,
he's like, excuse me, I'm looking for a football player. Move. Like move, this, little boy. She stiff-armed you.
Wait, are you
want a visit to this college? Are you move, boy. I'm going to talk to the football team.
Yeah, you're not tall enough. Go away. So anyway, freshman year, go through several of the girls in the women's basketball team had injuries, and Mike was on the men's team, and he had an injury also. And so he ended up being a practice player for the women's team. And so we got to know each other really well, but I was dating at that time. Mind you, in high school, I never had a boyfriend ever. I went to predominantly white high school. I didn't even know I was cute until college. And so then college came, I had all this attention from men and I was like, what in the world? And so I was dating this really high profile basketball player. And I was like, what? Like the man on campus wants to date.
Yeah.
What in the world? That's a lot. So anyway, I was dating this guy and just getting to know Mike and really not realizing that I was falling in love with him, but totally falling in love with him because he was just like,
Mike, baby, friend zone. Don't work your way out the friend zone, my brother. The friend zone, we can get in there, do a lot of work because they not. I was in friend zone. Oh, yeah, I'm a proponent of the friend zone. See, they ain't really paying attention. Then they go, all these memories we got with you, like, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
really
you know,
tall basketball player, he's dunking on you and stuff. Mike was in here. Let me take your shoe off. Let me rub your ankle. Let me make sure. You know what? Actually, Mike is kind of cute when you take the inches away. I like.
Hey, stop. Don't talk about that.
When you take the inches away. So, you know what happened? Is that's why I really love guys with a lot of swag. And Mike was never like not swag, you know, malicious.
Yeah. I wasn't her type of swag. I had swag. I had swag.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Let me be clear. I had swag.
He graduates from college because he's a little, he's just a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
And on the last day of school, he's like, oh, he had braces too, by the way, in college.
I had braces all through college. And
Mike, okay, you know what, Mike? I understand why she was looking past you. She's like, this little boy with these doggone, did you have rubber bands? You tell me you didn't have no colors in there.
Hey, I did. I had the blue ones and I had the red ones to go with Fresno State colors.
You did not, Mike. I know you did it. I know you was too old for that to I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna switch out. I'm gonna put
Hold on. So when I was playing ball, I did my senior year. I didn't. I just had the regular clear ones. So
okay.
I stepped my game up by the time I had actually met her.
I don't remember the colors. That's why I had to leave, because I don't remember the colors.
That was only when I was playing ball.
We were in high school. Everybody had the colors, man. Everybody. It was matching them with the contacts. It was a whole thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, so then, fast forward. Last day of school.
I get my braces off the day before graduation.
He just looked so good. I was like, oh my God, this guy is gorgeous. How did I not notice? This man was gorgeous.
Aww.
He just had all this confidence in the world. And he's like, all right, well, it was so great meeting you. And because he used to walk me to every class. I didn't even know, but in retrospect, his classes were nowhere near mine. He would like sprint down his class and walk me to my next class. And I'm like, what am I going to, like, who's going to? It's gonna be my buddy. Like, who's anyway? So I start crying when he says goodbye, and I was like, "This is so."
And I was like, "Girl, why
are you crying? We just friends, girl.
I just have his number.
You don't like me, do you?"
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, you were She's All That. You were the Freddie Prinze, the project. Like, you know, took the glasses off, took the braces off. You know, he was cute underneath the stuff.
Oh, I did. So anyway, he moved. And he moved away for a couple years and
not a couple years, a few months. I was only
it felt like forever. It was
no. So yeah, I came back your sophomore year. At the end of your sophomore year. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
it felt like forever.
It felt longer.
So I moved back down to LA. I'm doing my thing out there, working with my brother and my
working
sister.
Working out, getting buff, all these chest muscles. He didn't have that in college.
Yes. No, she's right. I had a little buzz around the waistline. Yeah.
Then he came back. I ran into him at the mall. We got in trouble. I'd hair like you, real short, cute little pixie, Nia Long vibes.
Yeah, I love it. I'm here for it.
Right? But I had. Oh,
hold on. The first time. So I came back because my mom still lived in town. So I came back to visit my mom and I went to one of the frat parties and she was there. And oh my goodness. I was like,
What frat are you in?
I'm not in the frat.
You just went to it.
So I run into her, and again, she just like, as soon as she sees me, she's like, oh my God, Mike, and she starts crying again. And I'm like, aww. What's, but I thought, so the way that she was acting, I thought she was drunk, but that's just her because she doesn't drink. So she was just out and excited and all that stuff. And I was like, man, she's looking good. But we just went ahead and went about our day. So a few months later come again and I run into her at the mall.
Yeah, we had just run 5 miles, we're in trouble. And I was working at the mall, doing a little part-time job. And I saw this guy walking and then he did one of those, you know what I mean? I came back and I was like, I'm not in the mood at this point. I have pretty good confidence because now I'm not a baby in college.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have energy for this man. No. Right. So he's walking towards me and I'm completely ignoring him. And then as he gets closer, I'm like, is that Mike? And instantly, of course, crying.
What is why you be crying, girl? What is that?
I don't know. It just like would hit me hard, like the emotions of like, I missed you. Yeah, like I don't know why I would cry. It is what's intended.
That's a really deep emotion,
Michael.
That it.
I miss you. But, I'm crying in front of Journeys.
But for it to trigger that type of like emotion, like not once, not twice, but like three times that you've seen him, that's a pretty.
Yeah,
that is.
No, it was weird. At the club, I was nervous. I was embarrassed. That's what those tears were because I look like a puppy.
Yeah.
But I did have a deep respect.
Short skirt on, leather.
I look stupid.
Looking cute though.
But I was embarrassed because it was like clubbing for me was just like almost like drag queen. Like you could dress and be somebody else for a night, you know?
Yeah.
So then I was embarrassed because I saw someone I knew and actually cared about, and now I look like a slut. So that's why. So then anyway, that night I said, here's my number. You better call me. I'm not some slut you just met. Like you need to call me tonight. There's no waiting period. And he called me and he came over and we were kissing and I literally pushed him out my apartment because I was a virgin and I would have not been had he stayed in that apartment.
Yeah.
So, and then the rest is history. We haven't been apart since.
Okay, wait, we're going to stop here. Now is a really great place to stop and discuss some of the folks that sponsor this here podcast. Okay.
There so we're going to break real quick.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and tell you about Beachbody. Listen, you want to go to the beach with the right body, so you need Beachbody. And they're super, super dope. They take all the anxiety out of workouts and let you enjoy a fun, simple, affordable way to get your body and your life on track. Same company behind P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. Now you can check out some of their new programs like Muscle Burns Fat and 80 Day Obsession and start every day strong. The last time I got in shape, it was because of Beachbody. I was doing P90X and Insanity 30, and I was super committed and I saw the results. And now I'm about to do the same thing and get my life back together. Workouts are as short as 10 minutes. They don't require any extra equipment, just your body and some space. That's all you need. And the time it takes you to drive and go to the gym, you could be done with your workout, especially me. And right now my gym's not even open, but I have enough space in my backyard to get active. So I want y'all to try Beachbody On Demand to get a special free trial membership. Text LOVE.
LOVE.
To 303030. You'll get full access to the entire platform, all the workouts, nutrition information, and support absolutely free. Just text LOVE.
LOVE.
To 303030.
All right, now we're going to tell you about Albert. Listen, in every relationship, you have one person that's a spender and one person that's a saver. I am more of the saver.
I am more of the spender.
And the beautiful thing about Albert, it is basically, listen, think of it as a mediator between you and your spouse to come in, take the stress and the overwhelm and the potential arguments out of your finances. It helps you find ways to save. It alerts you when you risk overspending. It's just a great little tool to keep you and your spouse on track to your budget. It's really, really easy, especially in quarantine, to spend money that you don't need to be spending simply because you are bored.
You almost did that the other day. Let me get a couple new purses. Like, girl, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm not going anywhere. And so what an Albert alert will do is say, don't you do that.
Don't you even start. We got a plan.
We have a plan. You need to stick to the plan and accomplish the goals that you have financially. Install Albert from the App Store on Google or Google Play today to find your happy balance and get a bonus of up to $40.
$40?
When you start your annual subscription to Albert Genius. Again, you're just going to install the Albert app, go to the App Store or Google Play, find your happy balance, and get a bonus of $40
when you start
an annual subscription to Albert Genius. Okay, here we go. All right, thanks. First of all, I'm really enjoying this episode. Are you enjoying this episode?
Very much so.
I think this is the energy we needed.
We did. I ain't gonna hold y'all. When Melissa told me the title, I was like, oh my God.
Why are we doing this?
Man, I was like, can you do this without me? It's sad. And she was like, no, they will be fun. They'll be fun. I was like, okay. When she said that, I was like, okay. Because I thought we had been, and it wasn't like, I get it. Why this is needed. But I was like, bro, this be sad.
Joshua.
This is not Friday. This is a sadder day.
That was good too. That's two legit laughs. I'm in there now, Mike.
Listen, I'm out here.
That's one of my favorite ones, actually.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
That was good.
Okay, so I need time frames because sometimes that helps me. So from the time that you first met to like kissing gate, what's that time lapse?
That was a year and 9 months.
So we
met on, it was my senior year, first day of school, her freshman year, first day of school. Okay. I graduated at the end of that year. And then, like I said, a few months later is when the first the second interaction happened.
Two school years. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So what I read in this book, Shantaya, called The Big Leap, which I'm encouraging all my friends and family and
my book club's going to read it next month.
He said there's this thing called Einstein time. And basically when you're doing something you love or spending time with someone you love, minutes feel like hours or days. And when you're doing something you hate,
I think you got it
the other way around.
Yeah. I was like, why would it be longer?
When you're spending time with someone you love, hours feel like minutes. But when you're doing something you hate, minutes feel like hours. So like when I'm shooting the Love Hour or podcast or doing stand-up, it feels like no time has passed. But when I was working at Boeing, I felt every tick of the clock because I was like, I hate this job. I would think like 3 hours for sure has went by.
and 7 minutes had passed. And I'm like, I have to get out of there. But it's because of the, when you're enjoying something, it never seems like enough time. When you hate something, every moment feels like it's dragged on.
That's a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to use powerful emotion to feel visceral. About someone visceral. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good word, a good Kev. That was the word, right? That was a great word. To feel about someone that you had, it's really not that much time.
Yeah.
And especially when you're adding in the time that you're then apart as well, included in like.
And the apart felt like forever. The apart felt like he was gone for 2 years. Yeah, I used to think every bald headed man, I'd be like, literally, Matt, he's gone.
Oh, wow.
Matt. Literally.
That was some strong, y'all had a strong connection for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so then you officially start, like, what happens when you make it official?
So actually, there's another backstory that happened that we don't talk about this very often, but it's kind of funny. So at that same time, you know, and God is such a good God that he worked all of this out. But at the same time, I was still dating that very first guy who was that, like, marquee player at our men's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
And he had gone to, by the way, that's, like, terrible that I was still dating this guy. He was playing in the NBA at this point. And so him and I were sort of off and on, and he was supposed to come down.
Skirt.
Stop, Bliss. No, I don't need to know, but it just clicked.
Oh, okay, fine.
Keep going. Okay.
I wanted to back up because
she said she was private.
Oh, okay. She is. We ain't gonna put your business out on the street.
Yeah, please, he was not a winner. He was a really nice guy, but not
okay.
So he was supposed to fly back to Fresno to, like, hang out with me and sort of, like, commit that he was, like, really legit and was going to make this relationship work. And that was the same weekend that I had ran into Michael at the mall picking up my paycheck.
Wow.
And so part of the reason is the devil in me that I had called him and asked him to come over is because they were teammates, and I knew that it would get back to that guy that I was talking to this guy, because the apartment complex is sort of small. In the actual apartment that we lived in. And
by the way, I didn't know this.
Of course not.
We're never up on game. They're always three steps ahead of us.
But then, literally, when Mike came over, because I was dating several guys at the same time, because that guy was a loser and was not committed to me. So it was like, I was trying to see what I was, you know, trying to find one.
You live in your college days life.
I live in my college days. And so when Mike left, I'm not kidding you guys, when I pushed Mike out the door, I literally picked up my phone and called every guy I was seeing. I said, I can't see you anymore. Bye. I can't see you anymore. Bye. I can't see you. Like, literally. And I didn't even call that guy in the NBA because I was like, I'm just not answering your calls anymore.
Yeah.
And so at that point, like, literally, we weren't even exclusive. But maybe a couple months after, like, he officially asked me his girlfriend. But at that point, I was in. Like, I was totally.
Yeah, that was just like from one kiss.
Yeah.
I just laid on.
I literally almost. And you told that. I was like, this man is so incredibly delicious. Get out. Like, I was kissing, like the movies, like kissing him, pushing him out the door. And he's totally like, oh, you know, he told me most recently, he's like, when I got back in the car, I sat down and said, do you mind? Is that embarrassing?
I don't even know what
and
I
said. And he said, I just kissed Shantae.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I didn't say that.
Aww. You what?
I just kissed Shantae Fleming. But I didn't say it like that.
No, after
I just kissed Shantae Fleming.
He went in
because her name was Fleming at the time.
Right.
I was missing.
I got back in the car and I was like, I just kissed Shantae Fleming.
Oh, the prettiest girl in the world.
That is
so sweet.
Will you go with me to winter formal?
With the colored braces.
Yeah.
A raven suit.
You kissed her with the braces on?
No,
hey, come on. That's a word right there. God has got to correct your situation. And when it's removed,
hey, if that situation wasn't corrected, she would have looked straight past me again.
She would have done Invisalign. Brando coming soon.
That's what I would.
Oh, yeah. We got a Brando with Invisalign.
Hey, Invisalign.
Listen, now you're talking, huh? Added value.
I first of all, I love this story.
This situation right here.
She's trying to say
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we got you on that Invisalign. We really do have a brand new Invisalign.
Please use them. Please. Our children's college depends on it.
Right. What I was going to say is that the story reminds me a lot of Tab and Chance.
Yeah, some people in the
Runaway Microphone.
Patreon was saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think it is. It's very much a like God orchestrated kind of scenario where your paths kind of cross and they disconnect and they cross and they disconnect and then they cross and then it's just like this. You're not going anywhere. Okay, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And Tab definitely had the same type of very early, I just know.
Yeah.
I just find that interesting. Yeah. Okay, so anything you want to add to that?
Really quick, I want to add, because I'm in a season right now, I'm transitioning careers, and really just
that's where I wanted to go to next, so I'm happy you said that.
But I was telling Mike that I feel like, just yesterday on our drive up, I told him, I feel like you manifested our marriage. I feel like you said, I am going to marry her, and I had no part of that, and then you worked until that happened, and then you made it happen, right? Because if had he just said, I'm going to marry her and did none of the work of like sitting next to my dad during basketball games, picking me up after class, driving to our away games that were in driving distance. I mean, I don't know that I would have even ever had that sort of deposit so that if I had run into him a year and a half later, we would have had that sort of chemistry. And so I was just, even though I didn't say this, I was really appreciative. I'm hoping he'll keep that same, we have this joke, match my energy, right? I hope that he'll have that same energy. Yeah. And continuing, and we do have a great relationship, but I'm just saying, like, I want him to say, like, manifest that, like, 30 year, 50 year deep, like, keep that same energy. So,
that is great.
I love that. It's so sweet. And one of the feel good episodes, I feel
this has turned out way better than
I love just the,
I was like,
I love
to do this today.
I love I'm one of those people that loves love. And so hearing people's like love stories and how they met, I always get like all the warm and fuzzies about, you know, just life and love all over again. So I'm really grateful for this. So now you guys are, how long have you guys been married now?
I never know the answer. That's why he's married.
We just hit 14 years in May.
I was generally going to say 15 years.
And we've been together 18 years. I actually asked to be my girlfriend, and it was May 27th, and then we got married on May 27th, 4 years later.
Aww. And he proposed on the spot that he met me, so that I would remember that spot.
I was trying to get married. If she would have married me the year I wanted, we could have did it on the day we started dating. We had another year of financial aid together, but no, I'm not sure.
But no, it wasn't that. I wasn't trying to get pregnant and try to finish college all at the same time. Listen, these things happen.
That's right.
That's true, because I was trying to knock you up.
Okay, what are the questions we're gonna?
I ain't gonna hold you. I got plans.
We're just gonna.
I got plans to put my hands in places.
That was a good throwback to the time period. That was a good throwback to the time period.
Usher was a big part of our life.
I know you guys have to be around the same. No, Mike's older, but Shantaya probably is our age. But we don't have to discuss ages right now because you were
all in college
at the same time.
So everybody is like, man, you robbed the cradle, and I'm like, I didn't rob a cradle. I'm only 2 years older than her.
Yeah.
No. No, because I'm saying, like, everybody else, like, I'll post a picture, and be like, dang, is that her dad?
Dad?
I'm like,
that's because he dresses like a 90s gangster. That's why.
That's not true.
I'm like, who's aging you that much? Or maybe they're, actually, Shantaya looks young, though.
She does.
Yeah, she does
look young.
Shantaya looks fantastic.
If she was in Hollywood, they would cast you in high school.
Yeah.
Black women I didn't even realize this, but like when Stacey Dash did Clueless, she was 23.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was older than that.
Brisha Webb, Brisha be in stuff being a teenager, and she's mid-30. Yeah. Black women can just look young.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So you're married for 14, 15. What was the
14.
Number?
14. 14. She said, Shantaya said 15.
Okay. 14 years. Okay. Yeah. Listen, I got confused. Married for 14 years. And I know that Shantaya just quit her job, left corporate America, girl. Okay. Like you was like, I'm out. I made a plan. You manifested it as well. I know you said you kind of had a plan. So can you tell us about your transition into dream chasing? I feel like all of our couples always have like the dreamer and the more Oh, okay. And the more like stable person, yeah, so to speak.
The kite in the string.
The kite in the string. That's the better description. So can you tell us about your relationship as the kite in the string and this transition?
Yes, I am 100% the kite. He is 100% the string. And
if there was more than 100%, I'll be that.
Yes. And so, same. You know, the beauty of that, yeah, is that I would be very happy to be a kite with no string at all plummeting to the earth. And so I think the beautiful thing about that,
Shantaya, meet Kevin. Kevin. Right?
Every business venture will work.
It only doesn't work when it's.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is will sure work. Whatever amount of tickets I can sell, I will sell every single one. Right. This will make $1 million. What? It made 7? How? Right. Okay, well, the next one for sure. Well, now I got to make $2 million the next time.
Right? No, I feel that. I feel that on a deep level. So I tried to just paint a picture to make my string happy in that when I knew, I gave him, I think it was New Year's Eve 2 years ago. I said, when that ball strikes July or January 1, 2020, I told him this, I want to look around and be able to quit my job that June.
No, she told me that this year.
19, I told you that, because yeah, I gave you a year and a half. And I gave you a year and a half. This is, remember college felt like we were together,
yes,
for 5 years.
Yes, yes.
And so I don't think he thought I was all the way serious, but I knew I needed to give him some time frame because it would feel real scary to quit a really good paying corporate job to live.
I am the same. Yeah, literally, I am the exact same.
All Melissa was asking for, and I was like, you don't believe in me if you don't want me to quit today. Right now, when we've never talked about this.
Yeah,
right?
I need time. No, let me wrap my head around
this. That would be a no-go. I knew a cutting that day would be an absolute no-go.
I would have been so high.
I knew that would be. So then I worked really hard to save an entire year's with all my bills, and I put it in savings. And so I said again, look, Mike, I have an entire year's with the savings. I'm reminding you that in 6 months, I'm going to quit my job. Right. And then 2 months before, I'm like, all right, I'm letting you know that I'm probably going to quit my job in 2 months.
At this point, I'm still sweating.
Oh, he is. I'm still sweating. He's talking about it. He's not even responding. This is a monologue. This is me talking to the air because he's not responding at all. And so I'm like,
I am Mike. No, Mike is me.
We have not talked. You have not responded. And I'm 1 month from quitting my job. We should probably talk about this. And so then he was like, it was a heated discussion. I mean, we don't ever yell or cuss or anything.
Yeah,
it was tense. You know, that
for sure.
I was not excited about it. And then I put in my notice and didn't even tell him because he had endorsed that I was going to do it. But I wasn't like, I put in my notice today because we knew that would not be a celebration.
Like, I wasn't going to be like, woohoo. Yeah.
I mean, I know we talked about it, child, but ain't nobody clapping.
Ain't nobody clapping. So then on the very last day of work, my colleagues did the most beautiful, you know, everyone was remote. And so they called a meeting on my last day at 1 o'clock, which I was a little irritated about, but I was like, whatever. And so it was a fake meeting so that one of my colleagues could deliver flowers and cake to
me.
So sweet. And so at that point, I think Mike was like, oh, this is really happening. And then he matched it with the most beautiful bouquet of flowers that he's ever bought me in my entire life.
Yeah.
And the card said something to the effect of,
but I was already getting just so this is finish, out in the atmosphere.
For you. he said, I believe in you. I forgot what you said now, dang it. I believe in you. Go chase your dreams.
Aww.
You got this, or something like that. And I was like that was all. Even though we didn't talk about nothing, that was
you got my back moment.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we gonna say?
No, that's all I was gonna say. No, because you said I matched your coworkers by getting you flowers, but I had already got the flowers. Theirs just arrived earlier.
First, got it.
Me.
Oh, got it.
Mike said, just know mine was coming regardless.
Right?
Irregardless.
And they were beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Here we are. But you know, God is so good. Let me just testify that I was nervous. You know, there's a little nerves when you leave a big corporate job. But I did have faith that I could do this. I felt like God spoke to me so clearly. I've been meditating on that scripture about, you think I would know where it was, but the spirit of it is that when he jumped out the boat, when one of the apostles, I don't know why I can't remember it whenever I want to talk about it,
Peter?
But Peter, thank you. Okay. Peter was going to look at God not think about the wind, not think about the waves, not think about nothing, right? And so the whole year, I felt like Jesus said, come. And the whole year, I was trying to not look at the waves, not look at the wind, not look at all the distractions that Jesus said, come. You've been praying about this enough, come. And so every time I got even closer to coming, when that 6 months, I was like, Jesus, you said, come. You said, come. He's like, and so here I am. That last day I came. And then let me tell you, God has opened the floodgates. My inbox has never been empty. I have doubled, tripled, quadrupled my monthly income.
What? Look at God.
Like, look at God, y'all. Oh,
that almost made me cry. That
is, God.
I'm going to tell you, man, people, listen, if you really, okay, so thinking about that Peter thing, like, that is a ridiculous ask.
It is.
Of a human being to step out. And before that, like, even now we have the framework of Peter walked on water in the Bible. But prior to that, Peter had no one. And watching Jesus be like, okay, but you Jesus though, don't, I don't, bro, that ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that first step out, because you listen, direct deposit, be consistent.
Be consistent.
And you have healthcare.
I was making more than I've ever made in my entire adult life. In my like 6-figure salary for these young folks from Southern California making no money, right? Our home is beautiful. When we built that home, we have a 6-bedroom, 4.5 bathroom house.
Wow.
Huge, right? And when we got that home, I thought, when I signed that mortgage, I literally thought to myself, I just signed my death sentence. I will never be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a decision you just made. Like, you will never be. And I was like, but God, this is what my prayer has been. The first time I had that first baby, I said, God, I want to be home. I want to be present. I want to know my kids. I want to see their faces. I want to take them to school. I want to school them. I want to be a mom. I want to be present with them. And I could not be present with the incredible workload that my job was asking of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know. So I remember my kids had a dentist appointment and they're like, what's your kid's teacher's name? And I was like, I don't know. She's in the 4th grade. Could you look at the roster? I worked in education. I didn't know my kid's teacher's name. Like that did not sit well with my soul. And I said, God, we got to do something different. This is not what I've prayed for. And you said you can ask for anything in your name. And God, this is what I'm asking. And that's why when I read that scripture in Bible study, it was like, come. All right, I hear you. How are we going to make this work? How am I going to convince this guy? Because I've been trying to convince him for 10 years that this is what my life's work is. What can we do? How can we? And so that's why on Instagram, you get like a more vulnerable, intimate person, because like, I need you. I need your personality. I need your interaction to help me live my dream. And so if that means I have to be a little more extroverted, if I have to show you a little bit more of my life, so that I could really get to my end goal. Like before all this, if Instagram was not paying me, you would know nothing about me.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
You know what? That's crazy, Shantaya. I just really thought about that. Like Melissa and I always talk about the trade-off, right? The trade-off of getting to leave. And that's not just for this job. That's for any job. Mm-hmm. Like the trade-off of your corporate job is security, but what you lose is being home with your kid. The trade-off of this job is privacy, but you gain being home with your kids. So we realize that there's a privacy piece that you won't be able to have and be in this industry. Like people just know you. They want to know more stuff, leaks, whatever the case is. And you have to accept that if you want to live your dream, it's going to come with some things that you don't want. Nobody gets everything they want.
Yeah. No, they get. They don't. So here I am.
This is actually a really great time to take our last break and hear for these, you know, podcast Love Hour sponsors. Don't forget, when you support our sponsors, you are supporting the Love Hour podcast as well. So please don't skip through. Listen.
And finally, Mike and Shantaya, they told us about the beautiful smile that Mike had when he was in college and he did his braces child. Quite hilarious. And of course, the best way to do this is to make sure that you have fantastic oral hygiene. One of the most important factors in getting a new job, maybe you don't know this, but it is an important factor, is your smile.
Your dental health is so important in so many ways.
And honestly, when you think about it, when's the last time the toothbrush was changed? It's not really.
It's been the same way for my almost 40 years of life.
Well, time to meet Bruce. They're the modern electric toothbrush that keeps your teeth cleaner and fresher, all while being gentle on your wallet.
Man.
Listen, it's really important that you're going to see the dentist. I actually have dentist appointments for the kids this week.
Really?
Yes, I do. And well, when this episode comes out, it'll be this week. And one of the best compliments that you can get from your dentist is that you are taking great care of your teeth. You are brushing appropriately. And that's what you want to do. And you want a brush that's going to leave you dentist clean feeling, give you that dentist clean feeling. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's kid friendly. You can pick different colors, different chargers, so you can differentiate between you and your spouse. I have a pink one. Kevin has a blue one.
It's all cool and masculine.
It is. And electric,
it looks like superhero.
And electric toothbrushes are going to give you, I don't even know what the percentage, but they're far better and more advanced than using a manual toothbrush.
Absolutely. And the brush does a lot of the work for you.
Yes.
You don't have to get the hard to reach spots. You just got to tell the brush, put the brush in the right space, and then the brush be like, I got you, bro.
Yes. And with 6 unique cleaning modes, smart timer with quad pacer, 4-week battery life. Listen, it just has all the things. It has a carrying case when you're traveling, which is actually one of my like must haves. My electronic toothbrush must have a way for me to pack it and travel. That's like must have.
Very important to her.
Yes. Get 15% off your Bruche kit when you use promo code love at Bruche.com. That's Bruche. That's Bruush.com. Promo code love.
Love.
Guys, take care of your teeth, okay? Do what you gotta do. Bruche.com. Promo code love.
Love.
All right, let's finish out the show with Mike and Shantaya.
So I always enjoy hearing people's string kite story. I actually think that I'm sure this dynamic exists in most relationships, if not all relationships. Mm-hmm. There's some form of that dynamic. Yeah. But I especially find that the couples that we're drawn to, it's a very distinct dynamic.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just because of it's our dynamic as well. We're naturally drawn to couples who kind of,
I think it's because we've seen
that
it reflected.
Right.
It's like, man, we know this, we know that dream chasing, that faith walk, that all that stuff. We've been there,
right?
Done that, and we know how difficult it can be on yourself, on your marriage. You know, when Mike eventually quits his job because they're working too much, we know that part too. Ain't no fires no more. Well, there's gonna be plenty of fires here, so you always gonna have work. But you know, that transition into full-time entrepreneurship with two people or brand, like, we know that, and there's very few people that live that life in a similar way. And then you're Black. We got Black kids.
It's just a lot.
You know,
it's a lot. So can we hear a little bit from Mike's perspective of this same journey? Because listen, I feel like you and I identify as much as Shantaya. First of all, Tab, Shantaya, Kev, me, Mike, and Chance.
Yep.
I got to find this couple too.
Tabitha Brown and Chance. He's in their relationship.
He's the string.
He's the string. And Tab is like me and Shantaya.
And Tab knew, like, she had I don't remember if she was crying or her mom had like dreams.
She had a dream. Tab was on prophetic.
That her husband was going to be her husband. Like, it's similar, like, vibes going on right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, so me being the string, I am just a person who I like security. And obviously having a job and benefits, retirement, like there's so many, like that's security right there. When you jump into an avenue of like entrepreneurship or social media, like that, it's not necessarily security, because at some point it may be a whole bunch of people doing it, and then that money may start to dwindle down. And I think that's always been one of my, we got a little fire truck passing by here, sorry about that.
Listen,
so I think that's where my hesitation had always come from. And knowing that finances are like the number one cause of divorce, it's always a scary situation. Like, we've never had anything big to make us want to separate, divorce, or even think about it. But it's always in the back of your mind, like this new venture that she's going on. What is this going to look like? Like she said, we just built that new house. And I'm like, you wanted the bigger house. You want the biggest one. No. So, all right. I take that back. So the first house that we had, we ended up selling that. She would have been happy there. I wanted a different house.
Now, Mike, you're acting like me. You put it on her. You over there, the one in the house, and I was the one looking at it. Now look at you.
Hey, if she wasn't here, I'll just keep on rolling with that story. Right? No. So look, so the first.
We're going to talk about that later.
No, and you'll understand like where I'm coming from. So the first house that we had, she would have been totally fine with it. I wanted a newer house. So we started to look to see like, hey, should we just go ahead and build a new one? So we went to, it was, I think, 5 different models of these houses. And the house that I was looking at, I was like, oh, this is cool. The one that she looked at is the one that we actually got, which is the higher model. Right. So granted, so I'm not trying to throw you under the bus.
You ain't throw her whole body under the bus, but you put her leg under there. She's going to be okay, but she ain't going to walk good for a couple months.
So that was also with getting this new house. That was another thing. I mean, we got 4 kids. Like, how it just on my salary are we going to be able to support 4 kids?
Yeah.
Our insurance is not that good. We're like 70-30% our health insurance. So all of those things kind of factored into the reason why I am that strain.
Right.
But I mean, and over the years, I've been seeing her putting in the work, even while working in corporate America. So seeing her dedication to it, obviously, like these last couple of months, I'm like, whoa, okay, I see why you did that. I mean, like, one of the reasons why she never told me, like, hey, babe, I got this much this month is because I would never get excited. And she told me this conversation a couple of months ago. And it was because, like, I'm like, what if this runs out? I'm always like, what if this runs out? What if this stops? What if this happens?
Me too.
Broke is around the corner.
I literally,
Melissa Frederick story.
I literally just told my mother this the other day. And I mean, like Saturday or Sunday.
It was Saturday for sure. It was
Isaiah's party. Because I'm actually getting a lot of like motivation and inspiration from Shantae, which I'm curating my timeline to be these Black women that I'm like, I aspire. And I'm kind of working on my own idea of what this future Miss Kev on Stage looks like. And I was telling my mom that in this process, I realize my mentality is broke is around the corner. And since I always think that I'm holding, I want very low risk. Okay.
Yep.
Give me zero risk. In fact, I'll take the lower return because that means there's no risk of losing anything at all. I'll take what I know. Okay. Give me the eggs that are already in the basket. That's what I'm betting on. But also it makes me afraid to hire whatever people that may support so I can do more because that's money going out. I don't know if I'm gonna get that money coming back in. So let me just not. And it's my mentality that because I think broke is around the corner.
And listen, gotcha. And I'm like, scared money don't make no money, bro. I got visions and I'm okay losing. Like I'm definitely more risky than Melissa, but I'm not reckless.
Yeah,
I'm like, sure. You know, there's, you know, and this is also part of therapy. My therapist told me one time, right? The best thing ever I did was listen to Melissa and get into therapy. I was comparing myself to other influencers who basically crashed and burned.
Mm.
And she was, and I was like, I got to work hard. I got to do this because what if this happens to me? And she was like, but you don't even do the things they did that caused that downturn. So why would you have the outcome that was a result of their actions? You don't even operate like that. And I was like, oh my God, I'm only seeing them for their part, but not what they did to make that like that. Like I'm careful. We save all our money. Like I don't be buying no clothes and shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll put it all back into the business. But Melissa and I had a very similar money story where we both came up with nothing. But I'm like, I've been broke before. Shoot, I already went everywhere I wanted to go in the world. If I go broke again, I've been to Japan and I went, you went in style. You know, I wouldn't go to Australia this year. Shout out to Corona. That ain't going to happen.
Shout out to Corona.
Yeah, we did it. So what, you know what I'm saying? We lose a little bit of money. Like we've been broke before. We still been, we need to be doing okay for 30 years before we would even get close to how long we were broke. We was broke for 30 years.
Yeah.
We 37. We only been okay for 7. Yeah. We're in third grade of living okay. We only in second, third grade living okay. We ain't even got to middle school yet.
I have a similar story. I grew up in Inglewood and single parent home and being broke, like that's all we knew. Our going to Disneyland was going down the street to the park with your buddies.
Right.
Like that was the fun type of stuff that we used to do. Granted, I did go to Disneyland like every couple years or whatever. But just not wanting to be in a situation where times were Because like right now, we're not used to that. Like we have saved money. Like we're good. So I don't want to ever have to be like, all right, man, we can't take this trip.
Or we have $12, Mike. We used to have 11. Now to Melissa, we have $12.
I am the
and heaven forbid we get 13. God only knows. I told Melissa I could sign it, and this is no joke. This is how ridiculous Melissa is when it comes to this. You could see in Variety magazine that Kev on stage signed a $25 million. He's getting paid $25 million for this next movie. World record for a first-time movie actor. Melissa would be like, we have $15 now. No lie. It would nothing.
Hey, Melissa, I'm giving you a high five now.
Nothing would change in her mind. $20 million. She'd be like, "What about taxes? What about this? What if it work again?"
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's us.
I was like, "Babe, I just made a really big contract." He's like, "Make sure you save the money for taxes." I was like, "Can you say congratulations?
Can I get my congratulations?
Can you say
congratulations?
No."
And I'd be like, "But, girl,
but yeah, you know, it's so crazy because." Like I always tell her and I tell anybody else, because like some people come to us and be like, man, y'all doing really good right now with the social media stuff. What if y'all blow up? I'm like, if we blow up, I'm staying with the fire department. That's how I feel. Like that's my comfort level. Like I'm like, that is my security, because like I said, at any point it can stop. Knowing her is not gonna stop. Cause I believe in her a lot and I know that she's gonna just like keep it rolling.
Right.
But for me, I'm like, for my own comfort, I'm staying with the fire department. Until we got to have like $100 million contract.
Right. Everything we get like really cool opportunities, like really amazing. And they're like, okay, but my husband's got to work these 2 days. So can you move the days over?
Listen,
it is so funny how alike two people can be that you have never met.
Right.
But I'm telling you, what I had to start realizing is it's not, I used to take it personal. Like, girl, what do I got to do to prove to you? It actually has very little to do with
me. Absolutely.
It's how Melissa grew up. It's her parents. It's her life. It's not my fault. It's not my responsibility. But I had to stop taking it personally. Cause it's like, girl, what do I have to prove to you that we are okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell Kev all the time, cause I'm the same. Listen, and I ain't quit my job. The job shut down.
Okay? God had to treat her like Jonah. He was like, you want to keep this little
listen,
job?
Listen, Shantaya, okay, wait.
The whole company down.
God told Shantaya, come. God told Melissa, I said, get out.
God, you still responsible for all the people who got laid off.
Listen,
they should be suing you. If you would have been listening to God, all of them people, God was like, okay, I got you, your little stupid job. Ain't no job. This whole building is off. They have they took the doggone cubicles out. Now how are you finna go to work? And now he can't go to job.
That's amazing.
You want to be hard-headed.
No lie.
That's what Jonah, the people was like, if God told you to go over there, get out of our boat. You're going to get all of us killed.
Listen, no lie. But regardless, even in this like field, and I'm like, okay, Melissa, take this seriously. Do the things. You can do it. I will update my resume tomorrow and be on LinkedIn. Get in it. Like, I have no problem. I mean, not a nan, single, solitary one applying for a job.
And I would die. I would literally die. If I had to go.
I feel like I would die.
I would Thanos snap. I would turn it as soon as they said, here's your desk. I would just turn into a puff of smoke.
I would, you guys know my MO is cry. I would just start sobbing. Control.
I would literally sell drugs, anything to work for myself.
Anything.
Yes, I would.
We're watching a lot
selling
of Snowfall.
Drugs or jokes. We've been watching too much.
Marijuana is legal Snowfall. Now. So maybe if we get to
I would
that,
be selling that weed. You got to stay off the weed, but also buy from me. I have a Christian cannabis stop.
I can't.
Getting high enough to meet the Lord.
Anointed.
Getting
anointed
high with Jesus.
CBD oil.
Put some oil
I'll sell joints in Bible rolling papers.
I cannot.
Bible pages are similar texture to rolling papers.
Stop. I don't know nothing about that.
Why you know this? This is such a random fact that you know.
My friends in high school used to roll, and I touched them. I was like, "This ain't number Matthew 3. This is the burning bush. Moses was on that stuff. He was smoking that smoke.
Stop.
Mike, I don't know if we let you finish.
I'm sorry, Mike. I get so excited when we meet people who are like us. Yeah, it'd be too. Like, bro, they be tripping. I know Shantae would be thinking she crazy, and then you find out, you know what? You ain't crazy. It's your husband. You
get somebody else.
No. It's y'all. It's y'all. Yeah. It's y'all.
I needed to hear that. Thank you for saying that.
Wait, what part?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Hey. Appreciate that.
Hopefully, I got you back. Mike. Don't worry about it.
How I grew up.
Oh man.
Okay, Mike, did you finish how your string, you're the string? I think we got it.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay.
We should do a bonus episode for the fertility story. Because I want to hear it now. Now that I know you guys are fun, I don't feel so dreading. I thought we were done. And I'm curious. I don't know how much time we have left.
We can do it another time. They're on vacation,
I don't want to rush them. I want them to be able to come back and I want to hear it in full. But I needed to be having fun.
I did too. I needed the lift.
We needed the lift.
We all did.
Yeah. If you need a lift, you can smoke some of my Bible weed.
Bible weed.
I just want everyone to know that Jesus is not pleased.
God made marijuana.
No, God is. Jesus is out there looking at you.
What was weed in Deuteronomy?
Listen, we've been here. This ain't chemical. This grows out. That's what
the beginning of time.
Listen, I was talking to my friend about this. I was like, bro, why you be smoking? He was like, God made weed. I was like, what? He said, it grows like that. I just smoke it. I did not make it. This is God's creation.
I can't. Oh my gosh. I cannot. I have smiled into my cheeks. Man, my cheeks
are. I know, right? The back of my ears are hurt.
For sure. You can be on The Bald and the Beautiful with us. We have a show called The Bald and the Beautiful with our friend Angel. Her husband's bald, Mike's bald. We could do an episode where we all do something together because you're bald too, Mike.
Let's do it. We all about it.
Yeah. So,
hey, go ahead and jot us down for two more episodes.
Three, the game night.
We're going to do a Zoom game night.
We need to do that. Okay, listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed you guys. You guys have been like quite literally everything and more that I wanted you to be. I know people are going to really enjoy this episode, so they're going to want to follow you. So can you give them your socials?
Yes, just my first and last name, Shantaya McIntyre is everything. My blog, my Instagram, my Facebook, Twitter, all that, Shantaya McIntyre.
And Shantaya takes great family pictures, might be in the pictures. They be working out. They be doing all the things, okay?
Y'all be working out? I ain't following you, Mike. I don't need that type of accountability in my life.
Hey, well, for you, it's The Real Michael McIntyre on Instagram. And then we also have our family YouTube channel, which is Life with the McIntyres.
Yeah. I'm about to follow y'all for real. Y'all can be my friends.
Yeah.
You'll press the next button on the request. Got it. Thanks.
You vegan, Shantaya?
Whoa, you type what?
Y'all tapping chance for real.
Yes.
Tab is vegan too.
Listen, right. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Hey, she will tear some carne asada street tacos up.
Yeah, that's right.
And the way Tab be cooking, I'd be like, bro, if this is veganism, I can do it. It's like this, like we got more options now, especially in LA.
Yeah.
In LA, in California in general, it's much easier to be vegan. Yeah. We have many Trader Joe's, Sprouts, Whole Foods. Yeah. We have options.
It's good food.
Good food.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for taking time out of your vacation. I hope you enjoy the rest of it. That's it, child. Until the next video.